Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Still just a little bit raspy today, but it's getting better, and it doesn't hurt. That's the main thing. Gary Cerak is our guest. He doesn't hurt either. We always feel better when Gary joins us. President of Cerak Financial Services, a family-owned business specializing in your financial planning, insurance, stuff like that. He's been doing it a long time. His daddy did it before him. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Also, The American Dream Revisited, which is outstanding. He's our good friend, Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Gary, I was telling the audience before you got here that probably 22-23% of every American is either just retired, thinking about retirement, very nearly about to pull the, many of them, I don't know, a few million this year pulling the trigger to, you know, to retire. And but the majority are anywhere from, you know, from 2 to 5 to 10 years away from retirement. And that group I'm talking about, obviously, are the baby boomers, my generation, your generation. And that's a big chunk of America with retirement on their mind, isn't it?
Oh, phenomenal.
The biggest chunk ever with retirement on their mind.
In history. Absolutely in history. Well, I just read something the other day that said 10,000 Americans are turning 65 every day.
Yeah.
And you think about that. That is a huge number of people turning 65. And 65 traditionally is signified when you retire. But lots of people have to figure this out earlier because, obviously, you get to 65, you don't have any money, you're not retiring. You know, you're going to keep working. And there's something to be said for that. I have no problem with people that want to continue working. In fact, I think it's rather healthy as long as they're doing something they like to do.
Oh, yeah.
The exception, of course, and you and I have talked about, Jim, you know, you and I have talked about retirement, and your idea of retirement is not retiring. My idea of I'm really having fun.
Come to my funeral.
You
know, that's what I say.
Something you like.
When people ask me, when am I going to retire, I say, come to my funeral.
Yeah. And my father worked till he was 81, and literally, I look at that and I say, there's a model here that's not a bad model because he did what he wanted to do. Actually, I have a gentleman
who's 94.
He probably
lived 10 years longer than he would have if he'd retired at 65.
Absolutely. Well, the man who's with me is 94. He retired from his first job at 65, and he came over and joined us. He's a friend of my dad's, and he's a wonderful guy.
He's my hero.
Amazing. But, yeah, he's really cool, and he's still smart. He's still sharp. He works with clients.
Because he's still working.
He's 94 years old.
That's the reason he's still working, because he's smart, because he's still working.
So he and I were in a meeting one time with another client, and the client looked at Mel and said, Mel, can I ask you a personal question? And Mel said, sure. And he said, how old are you? And Mel looks at me, looks at him, and says, older than dirt. And you look at that, and the experience, he's just got great experiences. So his life experiences come in very handy. But the reality of it is there's a lot of people, like you said, 22% of the country is rolling into retirement. The question is, are they rolling in the right way? And unfortunately, a whole lot of them aren't because they haven't really planned for this.
Well, let's stick some dates in there just to help people who, there are, believe it or not, there are people who don't really know these dates. They know they need to know them, but they may not know them. So let's just kind of gaggle them all together here for a second. Number one, you can start drawing Social Security at 62, but it's a much smaller number than if you wait till you officially retire. I'm doing air quotes, retire. At this point in time, if you're in the category, if you're in your 60s right now, then your retirement date is 66. According to the government, that's when you can start drawing what they call the regular Social Security retirement, right, Gary? At 66. In a couple of years, it'll be 67 for people who are like 58, 59 right now. It hasn't been 65 for probably 8 or 9 years. But if you want to, you can put all that off to 70 and draw a lot more. But in the middle of all that is a 65 date, which is when you have to go on Medicare. So those are the dates that people should have in their mind, don't you think? What do you think?
Oh, they have to be.
And that doesn't have anything to do with what your company had anything to do with what your if you're an employee or whatever, doesn't have anything to do with that. With you know, there may be some other issues. If you're an airline pilot, you have to retire at 65.
Totally correct. And what happens is you get to the situation where I had someone who came in the other day, they're 55 years old, and I asked them to bring all their financial information. They did. And he showed me what he was doing and recently remarried. And I looked and I said, you know, considering you both have been divorced, you guys have done a great job of assembling money and putting things together. It's literally got 10 years. And then he looked at me and says, yeah, I'm not really going to retire in 10 years, Gary. He said, I've thought a lot about it. And he said, and I know some family members who did that. He said, and it was a train wreck. All of them got sick and died. He said, I'm not doing that. He said, I'm pretty much sure I'm going to keep working. He said, the model isn't such a good model ahead of me. He said, so I'm going to break that model. And I said, great idea. And he happens to like what he does. So, and that's so critical, Jim. It's one thing to have the money and be able to retire. It's another thing to have something to do that you really enjoy.
Every year you work and earn money. Every year you work and somebody else told me this. This is not from me. Every year you work and earn money after say 65. Every year you work and earn money extends your retirement years more than a year.
Oh, by far.
Maybe two.
Maybe
2 years. Every year you work may give you 2 years or more of retirement with the exact same money.
And that is correct. And the other thing is, not only does it extend your money, it extends your life, because that's what I'm finding. So here's the thing that really triggered me. I'm writing this book on retirement, and what it's a deal, Jim, is that people come to see me, we work out the money, and we set up a plan for them to accumulate more so they can actually retire if they don't have a good plan. If they do have a good plan, God bless them, we talk about, that's great, you have plenty of money, but let me ask you a question. And I ask a simple one, what's next? And then I shut up and listen, and I wait for an answer, and they don't have one, and not a good.
And I bet you $100 the first person to speak is the wife, and she looks over at him and says, "I don't want you in the house all day long."
So true. So let me give. You
I know that. Story. I know that was a I, little. I know a little. Some elements of that were a little sexist, folks. I'm sorry. I'm just having a little fun. Yeah. Go ahead, Gary. Hey, Gary. Actually, hold on to that thought, Gary. I'm gonna let you finish this up, and he's gonna tell us some more stories, folks. He's got some good ones. This is all good stuff for you to be thinking about. Maybe he might even have some suggestions on some steps you can take after the break. Gary Sirach, S-I-R-A-K, is how you spell his last name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.